Well, there were two nuns that were shopping at the 7-Eleven store. As they passed by the beer cooler, the one nun said to the other nun, "Wouldn't a nice cold beer or two taste wonderful on a hot summer evening?" The second nun answered, "Indeed it would, sister, but I would not feel comfortable buying beer, since I am certain it would cause a scene at the checkout stand." "Well, I can handle that without a problem," the other nun replied, and she picked up a six-pack and headed for the checkout. The cashier had a surprised look in his face when the two nuns arrived with a six-pack of beer. "We use the beer for washing our hair," the nun said. "Back at the convent, we call it Catholic shampoo." Without blinking an eye, the cashier reached under the counter, pulled out a package of pretzel sticks, and placed them in the bag with the beer. And then he looked at the nun straight in the eye and smiled and said, "The curlers are on the house." I think what we can learn from that story is the importance of not being self-righteous. And I think that was the big problem with the scribes and the Pharisees in today's gospel, that they were too filled with themselves and a little too self-righteous compared to those who heard the word of God and were converted and repented. Take a look at today's gospel. It's a very short gospel, Matthew chapter 21. The Lord is talking to the chief priests and elders of the people, and he gives them a little parable about a man who had two sons. And to the first son, he says, "Go out and work in the vineyard today." And the son said, "No." He refused. He said, "I will not go." But then he thought about it and he repented and he changed his mind and his heart. And he went out and worked in the vineyard. And then he goes to the other son and says, "Go out and work in the vineyard." And this other son says, "Yes, I'll go." But he doesn't go. And so then Jesus asks the chief priests and elders, "Which of the two wound up doing the will of the Father?" And of course they said, "The first one." And then the Lord said, "Yes. And amen, I say to you." Now what the Lord is about to say is perhaps the most shocking thing he ever said in the New Testament, because he's speaking to the religious leaders, the scribes, the Pharisees. He says, "Amen, or truly, truly, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you." How shocking was that for the chief priests and elders and the scribes and the Pharisees to hear a statement like that? Well, why did Jesus say something like that? Well, he goes on to explain. He says, when John came, John the Baptist he's referring to, John came in the way of holiness and righteousness. And you, the religious leaders, the scribes and Pharisees, did not accept him and did not believe him. But tax collectors and sinners and prostitutes did believe John, did accept his call to conversion. They went out, they confessed their sins in the Jordan River. They were baptized, their sins were forgiven, and they repented and had a conversion of heart. And then Jesus says, even when you religious leaders saw that, you did not change your mind. You did not change your heart and did not believe in him. And remember, those who accepted John and recognized John the Baptist as a true man of God and a true prophet accepted Christ as the Messiah, as the Son of God. Those who rejected John rejected Christ as well. So what we have here is this first son is the one who says no at the beginning, but then has a change of heart. That would be the Gentiles or the pagans, the tax collectors, the sinners. They had said no to God during the first part of their life, maybe the first half of their life. But then when they heard John's preaching and Jesus's teaching, they converted. They had a change of mind and a change of heart. They were converted. The other son, those who gave God lip service and said, "Yes, I'll go to the vineyard," but they wound up not going. or represented the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious leaders, the elders, who gave God lip service, externally appearing very righteous and very holy, but they weren't doing the will of God in their daily life, according to the Lord. They did not accept John the Baptist. They did not repent of their sins. They didn't go out into the Jordan River to confess their sins. They did not accept John's baptism. And even when they saw huge crowds of tax collectors and sinners repenting and changing their life, even then, they did not have a change of heart. So what we see in today's gospel is the difference between those who have a true conversion of heart versus those who have hardness of heart, those who are unwilling to repent, convert, and change their life and amend their ways. When we look at Scripture, I can think of a couple very good examples of those who had said no to God at the beginning of their life, but then had a conversion. Look at St. Matthew, the tax collector. He's one of the ones that the Lord is talking about. St. Matthew had been, a betrayer, a traitor to his own people by collecting taxes for the Romans, living a life of sinfulness. And after he met the Lord, he was converted. He gave up everything and followed Christ, became a disciple, an apostle, one of the early bishops of the church, and a great saint. Think of St. Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene had been wayward, as far as we know. The scripture says that the Lord cast out 7 demons from her. She was converted by the Lord, and she became a follower of Christ and was even there at the foot of the cross. And Mary Magdalene became a great saint. Think of Saul of Tarsus. Saul was a persecutor of the Christians. He hated Christians. He put them to death, including St. Stephen, the first deacon. And yet, after the Lord appeared to him on the road to Damascus, he was converted. And even though he had said no to God in the first part of his life, he had a change of heart and said yes to God. He became the great Paul the Apostle, a bishop of the church, and the greatest missionary in the history of the church. And then you move forward a few centuries to northern Africa. Think of St. Augustine. You know the story of St. Augustine. From the age 15 to the age of 30, lived a sinful, immoral life. But because of the prayers of his saintly mother, Monica, and the help of St. Ambrose, the great bishop, Augustine was converted. So even though he was like that son who had said no to God during the first part of his life, he had a change of heart. And he was converted. St. Augustine then became a priest, a bishop, a great saint, and a doctor of the church. In more recent times, over in Italy, we had Bartolo Longo. Bartolo Longo was a former Satanist. He got involved in Satanism when he went off to college, the University of Naples in Italy, became a priest ordained in the Church of Satan. But because of the power of the rosary, his family, his friends prayed the rosary for him. He was converted, and he left Satanism, became renewed in his Catholic faith, went back to confession, and remained a very saintly layman until his death at the age of 80 years old. He was beatified by Pope John Paul II, as far as I know, the only former Satanist who is now a saint in the Catholic faith. And lastly, those of Irish descent, you might know the story of Matt Talbot. Matt Talbot was an alcoholic. For most of his life, he had said no to God. He had spent most of his life drinking hours every day, sleeping in the gutter at night, until somebody gave him a copy of a book called The True Devotion to Mary by St. Louis Marie de Montfort. He read that book, consecrated himself to our Blessed Mother, to Jesus through Mary, was converted, gave up alcohol. He took the pledge, as they say, and decided never to drink again. He then spent the remainder of his life as a very saintly man, spending many hours a day in church before the Blessed Sacrament. Again, he was represented by the son who said no at first, but then had a change of heart, and he himself is venerable on his way to beatification. So we have great examples to inspire us. So what shall we take from today's gospel? Well, let's make sure we're not like the one son who just gives God lip service but doesn't live the faith in heart and in action. We don't want any hardness of heart. What we want to be is that if we have said no to God in the past, to have a conversion of heart, to change our heart, to repent, to have a true conversion, to go to confession, which is the great sacrament of God's mercy. Don't stay away from confession. Go to confession, have a true conversion of heart, and then you can experience the great love and the great mercy and the great joy of Jesus Christ. And that's what today's gospel is all about. Not being hard of heart, not being self-righteous, but truly being humble, repenting, having a conversion of heart, and going to confession.